It is Tuesday, December 3rd, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a big, big folk festival in Carroll County 40 years ago. The headliners were big names, the crowds were big, they exceeded expectations, and now the stories are being collected. Jacqueline Froelich has that story. And in a few minutes, two kinds of giving. Today is recognized as Giving Tuesday, and many area nonprofits are taking advantage of the designation. And some Arkansas ranchers are helping their counterparts in South Dakota, where extreme weather has taken a toll on some cattle herds.
But first, the National Weather Service says a winter storm watch has been issued for most of the region. The watch is for Thursday morning through Friday afternoon and includes predictions of snow, sleet, freezing rain, and very cold temperatures. The watch says the heaviest amounts of freezing rain are expected to accumulate in west central Arkansas and southeastern Oklahoma. Parts of northwest Arkansas and east central Oklahoma are expected to receive rain, sleet, and freezing rain. Specifically, a winter storm watch is enacted when heavy snow or significant accumulation of ice or sleet is expected in the watch area. We'll have the forecast for the next 2 days in just a few moments.
The Department of Finance and Administration says it expects an increase in the general revenue forecast in the next fiscal year of 2% compared to the current year. John Shelnut, an economist with the department, says for the current fiscal year, which ends in June, net revenue are expected to reach more than $2.9 billion.
This amount will continue to fully fund the budget and the Revenue Stabilization Act, including the small rainy day fund that is part of that. The change for current year is that it takes out that small amount of surplus that had been in the forecast on top of the Revenue Stabilization Act. So that is the only change for current year.
The numbers released yesterday come in advance of the next session of the Arkansas Legislature, which is scheduled to open in January.
The economic portion of the forecast did not change all that much. I mean, we always have some minor fluctuations. For 2015, this is the first time that we put in the tax policy changes for that. And for current year, we're still on track. Above forecast.
Governor Mike Beebe says the 2% growth from the current fiscal year to the next reflects slow growth for the state's economy.
Transit rates for Fort Smith's transit system may soon edge upward if the City Board of Directors tonight approves proposed rate increases. Ken Savage, director of the Fort Smith Transit System, says increasing fuel and equipment costs are the reasons for the increased fares, which would be the first such increase since fixed routes were established in 1999.
We're going from, on the fixed routes, from $1 to $1.25 is what we're proposing, and on the demand response from $2 to $2.50 per trip, and that would be when the fixed routes are active. And we're also looking at a new rate, which is for what we term as additional services, which is basically demand response services before the fixed routes are open and then after the fixed routes are closed. And for that service, it would be $3 per trip.
Savage says the fare increase proposal was guided by a three-month public review and input period, during which residents were surveyed on potential fare increases. He says 86% of those surveyed were in favor of some kind of fare increase, while only 10% of respondents were against it, some of whom indicated that a fare increase would represent a financial hardship. But Savage says Fort Smith has several options available for low-cost fares.
We have bulk discount ticket sales. We also have monthly passes that are available. And then we have reduced fixed-route fares for the elderly and disabled. We have a limited number of free rides that are available through the Transportation Assistance Program, which is authorized by the Transit Advisory Commission. And they provide 15,000 free vouchers annually for approved agencies, and these agencies will then issue these tickets out based on their individual assessment of need for the clients of their services.
For more information on any of those programs, you can visit fortsmithar.gov/transit.
Governor Beebe is facing a lawsuit for alleged violation of the state's Freedom of Information Act. Megan Tollett, the executive director of the state Republican Party, filed suit against the governor in Pulaski County Circuit Court. In the filing, Tollett says she submitted a request to the governor for documents and records received by the governor that were from individuals seeking appointments to state boards and commissions. The request was denied under a provision of the Freedom of Information Act that grants an open records exemption to unpublished memoranda, working papers, and correspondence of the governor. Tollett and her attorneys disagree, arguing since the documents came from a third party, they're not eligible for exemption under the FOIA. Governor Beebe says he does intend to fight the lawsuit.
The city of Van Buren will likely have a larger budget next year. According to the City Wire, Mayor Bob Freeman presented city aldermen last night with a $12.07 million budget for 2014. That represents an increase of more than $200,000 over the 2013 budget. The increase includes a 1.5% cost of living raise for city employees and an increase in personnel. If the budget is approved by the City Council's regular meeting later this month, the city would hire three additional firemen and one additional policeman to be stationed at the city's municipal complex. Much of the funding for the additional personnel is slated to come from the 1% sales tax passed by city voters last year, a tax that is also set to pay for construction of a new police department, fire department, and a new senior center.
The Arkansas Department of Health is recognizing World AIDS Day, which was Sunday, with a brief commemoration today at their offices in Little Rock. The department says about 5,000 people in the state are living with HIV. The department says during this afternoon's event, 83 balloons will be released to commemorate each Arkansas resident who died from AIDS in 2013.
Both John Brown University basketball teams are scheduled to play in Siloam Springs tonight. The women will face St. Gregory's at 6, and the men will face the same opponent at 8. Also tonight, the University of Arkansas men's team will play Southeastern Louisiana at 7 inside Bud Walton Arena, and the UAFS men are in Little Rock to face Arkansas Little Rock. UAFS, a Division II team, will count their game against the Division I UALR as an exhibition.
There will be clouds tonight, a few clouds anyway, with lows in the upper 40s for most of the region. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and still warm. Highs in the upper 50s in northwest Arkansas, mid-60s tomorrow for the Arkansas River Valley. Wednesday night, cloudy, lows around 30 in northwest Arkansas, lows in the upper 30s for the Arkansas River Valley.